Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Why go to church? It's a great question. With so many options for what to do with our Sunday mornings, why should I drag myself out of bed, get dressed, and go to a church service? Wouldn't it be easier to just to sleep in and listen to worship songs on Spotify? Well, in the next few minutes, I hope to unpack some of the unique and amazing blessings of being part of a local church. May I suggest that it's worth the effort, even though it's inconvenient. It's good for us to go. As a kid, I attended church often. Rain or shine, sick or well, I was sitting in those pews. Now, don't get me wrong, I dozed off plenty of times. I daydreamed about being somewhere else. Then in high school, I developed my own conviction about the value of church. I tried sleeping in on Sundays, but I found myself feeling spiritually drained and lonely. Meeting together to worship, pray, and study Scripture strengthened me in a way nothing else can. Hebrews 10 puts it like this, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another." We need our church family to stir us up and to remind us of our purpose. Their encouragement helps us when hard times come. Now, don't get me wrong. The church is full of messy, imperfect people. We're all human. There will be times that people will annoy you. But focus on the growth and the joy that comes from getting together with others. Imagine a comparison of sitting down to dinner alone, staring at a blank wall. That's boring. But sharing a home-cooked meal with your friends and family is so much better. In the same way, praying and worshiping alone leaves us feeling a little bored or hungry in our spirit. In Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit started the church, God designed it to be a spiritual family. Breaking bread together, meeting needs, worshiping, and growing together. The church is God's way for us to disciple, to help each other grow. In fact, each member is super important, just like the organs in a body work together. 1 Corinthians 12 calls the church Christ's body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I don't need you," and the hand cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." We all need the unique gifts of everyone in the church. And they need what God has placed in you. Of course, finding a church that fits your needs is the key. If you don't have a church, pray and ask people you know where they attend. Shop around, check out a few options. Talk to the pastor or the priest. A good pastor, a good church leader, cares about connecting people. There's a church family where you can blossom and grow. And did you know studies show churchgoers are happier and live longer? God created the church to meet our needs. Emotionally, spiritually, and physically. His ways are truly the best. Once you've found your fit, plug in and serve. Don't just be a spectator, participate. Use your gifts and talents to make the lives of other people better. It's amazing how fulfilling it is to invest in your church. While you're there, build relationships, pray together, share meals, disciple, develop friendships that go beyond chit-chat. Other people will be your encouragement. Of course, joining a church doesn't make you a Christian any more than walking into a garage makes you a car. It's all about a personal relationship with Jesus, but the church encourages that. You got kids? All the more reason to come to church. The moral foundation and the friendships they build there become lifetime. Start them off right. Yes, it requires some sacrifice to go to church. You lose a little bit of sleep. You have to drag the kids into church, get them ready, and drag them in. But nothing worth doing is ever easy. And here's the secret weapon. When you go, go expectant. Pray that God will teach you something new. Open your heart. Let the music and sermon saturate you. I hope that this encourages you to dive into a faith community if you haven't already. Don't hold back. Become a part of God's purposes there. Your life will never be the same in the very best way. If you're without a church home, come check us out at 10:15 on Sunday mornings. We're at 6th and Grant, Zion United Church of Christ. You'll find relaxed, laid-back people who will make you feel very welcome. That does it for today. Next week, we'll talk about another topic pertaining to this journey we call life. Until then, stay plugged into your church family. They need you, and you need them. Have a great week.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.